expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is not the voice of Reverend McDuffie, but it is, in fact, one of his covers, which is My Shine, better known as Shine Brighter. For those that are listening to the show pretty consistently, you guys have probably heard my voice once or twice before. And just on behalf of McDuffie, I'm going to be covering his show for the next 20, 25 minutes. You should be covering for the remainder of from 2:30 off to 3 o'clock. So again, we apologize for the confusion if there's any. But this is My Shine, better known as Shine Brighter, covering for Reverend McDuffie. You guys are listening to MikeBroadcastDDV.com. Again, you can also listen online at MikeBroadcastDDV.com. So for those who don't know me or probably just listening to this voice for the first time, again, my name is My Shine. I also go by the name of Shine Brighter. I am a certified personal trainer, a supporter of Reverend McDuffie's church. I also have done various business projects with him as well, and have been a help to his family along with mine as well, vice versa. And just helping out as a friend and supporter should, as far as covering this show and him using or giving me the opportunity to grow my business and grow my brand and sharing a little bit about myself with you guys. So a little bit about me, other than me being a personal trainer, I also am a versed in various forms of the arts and music. I have been around the way, for the lack of a better explanation, but I've done my share of networking with various types of people, and now that I'm at this point in my career where I'm really focused on really taking fitness by storm and exploring the options as far as the ways that I'm called to bring an impact to that world, I just try to inspire people with my story, and as I continue to grow, I have people grow along with me, and just looking to inspire people along the way. So since I've been put on the spot, I literally got a text from Reverend McDuffie about maybe 15 minutes before this show started, so you guys have to bear with me with my lack of preparation, but I'm going to just take some content from my social media, because I do my share of inspiring and motivating, and I know you guys have, for those in the Northeast that have dealt with the weather that we've had up here, hopefully you guys have been safe. Enjoyed the snow. For those who had to go into work, you're doing what you have to do and enjoying your Saturday by any means. Those that are outside of the local area, hopefully you guys are enjoying your weekend regardless and spending time to at least give the Lord some reverence at some point in your day. So a little bit about me, or as far as touching on a couple of motivational topics, I'm just going to go through a couple of my favorite quotes, the things that I kind of that I posted. And this is actually one that a friend of mine posted. I'm going to read it. It says, "The chains of habit are too weak to be felt until they are too strong to be broke." And this is by a faithful friend of mine called, his name is Marquise Burns, actually. I call him Marquise more than Morris. But he's actually one of I connected with him through, I've done my share of photo shoots throughout my fitness journey as just a personal accomplishment for me. And he was actually one of the assistants. He's actually another fellow personal trainer in my circle. And he's definitely a great guy down in the Philadelphia area if you guys want to look him up. I'm going to read the quote again. It says, "The chains of habit are too weak to be felt until they are too strong to be broke." And even if you just take time to just take that quote and just let it sit and you kind of stew on that, and that by itself is deep enough as it is. I don't even have to really elaborate. But for the sake of, spending time on this radio show, I'm going to kind of give you my take on that. So when it comes to habits in general, and it's kind of just expounds beyond fitness and people set goals, this is, we're into March now, right? we're coming around the 90-day or between the 60 and 90-day stretch when it comes to setting, you know, New Year's resolutions and things of that nature. And, you know, at this point, for those that really took it seriously and it hit the ground running, any lifestyle change that you made up to this point should become more of a habit at this point. And when you're making changes in general, you want to go from the idea of making things habits. And, you know, we all have them. Habits are not bad. It's just a matter of whether they're, you know, making a positive impact in your life or a negative impact in your life. And the great thing about them is that you always have control over, you know, how you handle those things or how you build and create those habits and sustain them. So to go back on the quote, right, the change that happened are too weak to be felt until they're too strong to be broke. And my intake, my take on that is that for most people when it comes to negative habits, right, you know, it starts off as something that you do as a part of your routine, right? It's just something that you happen to do, whether it be because you were brought up that way or, you know, it's a part of your requirements for work or, you know, the demands of your life in general, who you support, who you have to, you know, take care of, and just things that you like to do, right? All those things, all those kinds of components form habits. And in terms of negative habits, right, usually they start off as very benign. You know, you don't really see it as a big deal. And, you know, you kind of do it and you get comfortable and the complacency starts to set in. And it's not until you realize that it's an issue that you realize that those habits are not as easy to break as you initially anticipated. So to bounce this back onto fitness, right, for example, a lot of people don't have the best discipline in terms of their nutrition. And I can speak from experience. I'm not here to judge anybody for their choices. That's not my style. The funny thing about this whole thing is that when it comes to me telling people that I'm a personal trainer, usually the first thing they do is confess their health sins to me, you know? And I find it hilarious because, you know, I get it, the fact that people think that we're always constantly judging people based off of their health, not knowing that we're human too, we're people too. And just because we inspire people to make better decisions doesn't mean we condemn you for not doing that or not choosing to do it or make it a priority at that time. If you're ready, we're ready. And if you're not, you know, we wish you the best. But when it comes to habits and not realizing how much of an impact they have on you, they start off small, right? For example, with food, you might, you know, throughout your daily commute, you're used to stopping at a certain restaurant or stopping at a drive-thru just because it's on your way to work, right? And you do it at first because it's convenient, you know, and you might have not had time to make breakfast that day. So you go and grab that jelly donut, you know, and you like jelly donuts, so you just go for it, right? But then you fast forward to months later, years later, if you've been fortunate enough to be on the job for, you know, 10, 20, 15, you know, a considerable amount of time, before you know it, those donuts start to add up, and those donuts go from weekly to daily, and they go from daily to, you know, every lunch break or every 15-minute break here, you're running over there to get that. And, you know, it's not until you realize that, you know, you're struggling with a health issue, whether it be, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, something of that nature, then you realize, like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to be able to have donuts like I used to. And it's not until you try to drive past that drive-thru that you realize how hard it is. And, again, I can speak from experience. You know, I've had my bouts. To be completely transparent, one of my favorite candy are Twizzlers, right? So hold your thought there, because I know this is not everybody's favorite candy, but for those that get me, you guys know how tasty those things can be. So I was the kind of person where I could easily grab a family bag, you know, go through it in about 2 days, munch on it all day and not think nothing of it. And it wasn't until, you know, I really wanted to take a hold of my nutritional discipline and really challenge myself to be more aware of my intake, that I had to really actually regulate that habit for the first time in my life. And to say it was easy is a bold-faced lie. I'm not even going to say it was easy. But just like I formed the habit in the first place, it took, you know, if not the same amount of time, but maybe a little more to kind of break off from that. So I hired my first trainer a couple years ago for the first time throughout my journey before I became one. And when I had to really, you know, dig deep and realize that my fitness goals at the time were more important than satisfying a craving, I had to really challenge myself and buckle down. So what I did is actually a tip that I gave my clients as far as from a habit perspective, right? Most people that have snacks or like to snack usually like the – there's a psychological component or a psychological link to – satisfaction of emptying the bag, right? And I know there's plenty of people out there that can relate. If you're used to snacking out something, it's something that you really like, you just have the bag on hand and you have it with you throughout the day, or, you know, whether it's right next to your favorite spot at home where you like to lounge, and you kind of just keep digging in there until you reach at the bottom of the bag and realize there's no more, right? So what I did during my journey was I took a certain amount that I allowed myself to have, which is less than what I usually have, out of my giant bag of Twizzlers, right? And I'll put a certain amount in a smaller Ziploc bag and put the big bag, you know, somewhere away. You know, I will leave it home, you know, because usually I was out most of the day and I would bring it with me. But I left the big bag home and would take just the small Ziploc bag out throughout my day so that I had the allowance to snack, right? So, you know, I would do that. And then even though it was less than what I was used to having, the act of not having to worry about the discipline of counting how many I had, or saying, you know what, I need to stop here, but then there's more in the bag, so you kind of say, oh, maybe just I have one more, two more. No, once the bag is empty, that's it. So with the small Ziploc bag, I was able to, you know, have that idea if I can, like, mindlessly just dig in the bag, and then once the little bag was empty, I was psychologically satisfied. Now, does it work like, you know, magic? No. You know, it was the habit of doing that and accepting that challenge over and over throughout the day, you know, weeks later. I did this for, you know, a couple months, actually. And eventually it was like, I don't even feel a difference as far as, like feeling deprived, which is usually everybody's biggest struggle in most cases. Now, of course, there are more extreme cases in terms of whether it's, you know, trickle down into an eating disorder, or you really struggle as far as being clinically diagnosed, as far as chronic overeating. You know, those are things that kind of need more additional professional help. But even still, when you see a professional, they always bring it back to learning how to build these types of skills and building these blocks that allow you to start making a different direction in the way that you're headed. So I figured you guys would appreciate the little tidbit, and this is actually working out better than I thought. But hopefully you guys got some value out of that. We have about 9 more minutes, so let me see if I can find another quote that I can talk about. Let's see. This is one that I wrote, which is, an idea isn't going to do anything for you until you do something with it. And even though this isn't kind of off on a tangent, this is kind of more on a big picture of things. And when it comes to everybody in general, whether you have what you consider a menial job, honestly, I don't think that really has much of a definition. Everybody has value in some way or form. But whether you're working just, you know, a regular 9-to-5 that you wouldn't consider yourself passionate about, or you're out there living your best life, everybody comes across these, you know, ideas at some point. We're all creative beings to some extent. And actually, to go off on a tangent, I actually watched this TED Talk where, you know, growing up, we're actually all extremely creative people, but the schooling system can almost program us out of that creativity and you know, expand the critical thinking. But to go back on this, regardless of, you know, how that impacted our lives in different levels, in different ways, we all still come up with ideas. You know, sometimes we kind of just joke around and talk about it. You know, some people kind of like, you know, tell other people about it. And before you know it, we're just talking about it, right? We might post it on Facebook, post it on Instagram, post it on Twitter and all these other platforms, Snapchat and everything else. But, you know, it's not really going to do anything for you until you do something with it. And we're not talking about just, you know, inventing things. We're just talking about whether it's an epiphany in your life or changes that you want to make. You know, to bring it back to fitness, I've had, you know, clients have this idea, well, I'm thinking about trying this, or I have this goal that I think I want to do, but I'm not sure. You know, it's like, how long are you going to be talking about it until you decide whether you do or do not, right? Having an idea or just kind of putting it out in the atmosphere kind of leaves you in limbo for a while, to where people, again, fall into getting complacent, right? And we're not trying to do that, right? We're all born and destined to be here to grow and to prosper in some way or form, and that comes from some form of action on our part. We can't just sit here and twiddle our thumbs and clasp our hands together and pray all day when, you know, it takes two to tango, right? We get directions from God, and we have to go out and do at some point, and that's just how it goes. So from that point forward, it's just a matter of, you know, taking that idea, and even if it's just telling somebody that can do something with it, that's a step in the right direction, right? Instead of telling somebody they can't do anything with it. It's like, I need to talk to the right people, right? If you're going to talk, at least talk to the right people, right? It's the action of the, again, talking from experience. You know, me, I'm rebranding myself. I've been constantly doing this for the last 4 or 5 years now. But through constant refining, I've been taking small actions. It's not that you have to go and jump off a cliff every week. It's about taking that baby step forward, you know, putting yourself out there, taking those small actions that, again, start to build up over time. This is a perfect analogy. I was, I had finished training a client that had performance goals from, I trained him from September to about December, right? And he had weight to lose, but that wasn't really his focus. He wasn't extremely overweight. He's a pretty big guy, like, you know, between 6'3 and 6'5, you know, not the most agile, not the most, you know, coordinated guy in the world, but he was an extremely hard worker, one of my hardest working clients. You know, sometimes he would battle with depression and anxiety and would call out from the sessions, but when he did show up, he would put in 150% to where, you know, sometimes I had to make him sit down because he would get too dizzy. But all in all, we had a great time, and he wanted to work on his foot. Push-ups, his sit-ups, how many he could do, and while we didn't hit 100% of our goals, he was able to go from doing, you know, 100 sit-ups to, no, he actually could only do 50 when we started. We did a fit test in the beginning. He could only do 50 sit-ups, right? Fast forward to, you know, by the time we got towards the end of our journey, because he took on a job out of state, which is great. He's making a lifestyle change. But we did a fit test at the end of our journey. He was able to go from 50 sit-ups straight to doing over 150 straight. And just the smile and the accomplishment on his face alone was something that he really needed to experience, because he struggled with the confidence for a while. You know, seeing progress was a big deal for him. And what I did was I put together a workout plan that he could continue to do even after he moved over to Virginia. So what I put on his quote, or I left a couple quotes at the end of his workout plan, and basically one of them was, it's not about the size of the, or it's not about the amount of cash you put in the piggy bank. It's how many, or how many, it's how many days in a row you're putting something in that slot. So it's not, that's not what I put verbatim, but basically it wasn't about you putting quarters in every day. It's if it's a penny, if it's a dime, it's the action of constantly putting in those deposits little by little. It's building the consistency is what gets you that firm foundation, because every, you know, it's almost like, let me see, if you were, let's take the snow for example, right? You're building a snowman. If you go and build the first one and you wait too long, if it's hot enough outside, that snow is eventually going to melt, right? But if you consistently pack that snow on more and more and you keep building and you don't take breaks, guess what? You're going to have yourself a pretty decent-looking snowman by the time it's all over, you know? So that might not be, like, the brightest and best analogy, but I'm kind of going off the cuff here, so forgive me. But yeah, it's, again, I'm a big proponent of consistency and action. I find myself saying that a lot when it comes to just the conversations that I have in general, whether it be with my clientele, whether it be about fitness, or even if it's not about fitness. It all comes back to that. You know, people will tell me about ideas and things that they want to do or goals, and just putting things out there just to be saying it. And to be honest, even though I'm guilty, it's not really my style, you know. Another quote that I've always had is like, you know, how many years are you going to go about talking about the same thing or asking the same questions before you actually take the information that you're given and do something with it? You know, it's all about, again, the progression. It's not saying that you always have to constantly be striving to be the best at something, but we're designed to grow. We're designed to expand, and we can always have balance and chill for a little bit, and that's all great, and that's even more important, but I'll touch on that later if I get another opportunity, which I'm sure I will, you know. But, yeah, it really just comes down to, again, being consistent, taking that action, whether it be, you know, talking to the right person or taking that baby step however you can, because there's always a door. And sometimes some people have to talk to God to get those answers to do that. But once you get that confirmation, don't sit on it. You know, you can take a second and praise God for it, but after that, you got to do something with it. You know, it's almost like, you know, Oprah's had these where are they now, you know, shows at one point where she had all her, not all of them, but a lot of her, favorite guests, and kind of giving them an update. And even when you go and update people that had success stories in general, whether they've been, you know, lottery winners or have achieved celebrity status at one point, and then you have people that fall to the face of the earth and, have either gone back to a regular job, and then there are those that have taken that experience and, leveled up in ways that people can't even imagine. So as I finish up these last 45, 30 seconds, I'm going to hand it back over to Reverend McDuffie. Again, this is your girl, Shine Brighter, better known as My Shine. Certified personal trainer, currently in the North Jersey area. Currently, you know, rebranding, so I'm not really taking on a whole lot of clientele at this moment. But stay tuned for more information as we roll out into the rest of the year. Again, I appreciate you guys. I am training in-house right now, so again, if you want to contact me, you're more than welcome at Shine Brighter on Instagram and My Shine Squire. M-I-S-H-Y-N-N on Facebook. So again, we're gonna take a commercial break first, and after the commercial, the next voice you will hear will be Reverend Michael D. McDuffie. So again, I thank you for the opportunity to speak to you guys real quick. This is your girl, My Shine, better known as Shine Brighter. You guys have a great, great Saturday. We're gonna take it over to a commercial right now, and again, the next voice you will be hearing is Reverend Michael McDuffie from MikeBroadcastDDV.com. You guys have a great day.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Rob.
Yes, Pastor.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, I got you. We're on the air.
All right, now, let's go.
Okay.
All right. All right. God is good, worthy to be praised. I tell you, thank God for just some people who step in when you need it. You know, it's funny, when you're trying to run your own type of business and you're caught in the middle of a business deal, you just can't cut it off. And I called my famous girl, the Shine Brother, who did a tremendous job. I called her at 2 minutes to two, and she stepped right in to help Reverend McDuffie. It's such a blessing to have those type of friends and connection. I just think it's awesome. She's like my assistant co-host. She just steps in when I need her. And she just don't know how much I really appreciate this woman and just her tenacity. And she always on her game, you know, and she always speaks less of herself. But I want you to know that as I was driving my customers, her word she gave today was being played. We were taking notes. And that's what I heard from Michonne Blighter today. Start small and increase. Like, the best type of work is the best discipline. Shine Brighter, she talked about the Twizzlers. She started about stuffing a small Ziploc bag, and then when she finished eating the Twizzlers, she put it away, and she felt she accomplished the goal and all she needed to eat. She became disciplined when it comes to Twizzlers. All right. She also said that it's ideal. That's this. An ideal. It's only talk. It equals nothing. You have to stop talking and do something, as you know that, Brother Robert. Also, she spoke about talking to the right person. And she said she's in the scene of rebranding. Some things to learn by training a client. She also stated that you got to have something called performance goals. Shine Brighter is a real serious sister, and she's also a comedian. Sometimes I think sometimes to get discouraged. But I think that's the way her mind functions. It's one of the wisest goals I ever had in my life. Very smart. And won't flatter you. She's going to tell you if your stuff stinks, if you're on your game or you're not. So that's one thing I love about Shine Brighter, Michonne Squire. She talked about the guy that made the goal, 50 sit-ups. Reach 150 sit-ups, and the confidence in his eyes increase. And I want to take some of the stuff she just taught and tie it into this closing word. And you're going to love this, Dee, and those watching Mike Live. I'm on Mike Live, and I'm also on www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And the Lord laid something on me this morning called Kingdom versus Devils. And I've been talking about depression. I've been talking about oppression. I've been talking about the different strategies of the devil. It's trying to get you to do something harmful to your body. And the way you overcome these voices of the enemy and voices of opposition and voices of negativity, you have to practice the kingdom. I think Michonne said today, it's not the big steps. It's the small steps that you take. And once you learn to take those small steps, you're able to turn things into habits. And once something becomes a habit, you don't have to think about it. It just steps in by itself. In the book of Acts chapter 19, I'm going to take what Shine taught today and tie it into the scriptures. And I want to show you that the person that practices the kingdom is more, has more of an and change of position against the devil and the devils. If you don't practice, if you don't take baby steps to put into the kingdom, you will not master operate in the kingdom. And the kingdom activation or the kingdom implementation is not because you speak it, but you practice it and you do it. And what is a small little thing turns into a habit if you practice it. Now, she also said, we're coming into the third month, January, February, March, okay? This is 90 days into the new year, which really represents close to a season. So if you did something constantly since January to this month coming up, you're almost moving into what I call the habit that forms in you, and you'll do without even thinking about it if you was consistent over 90 days. If you go to Acts chapter 19, I want to show you something. If you go to Acts chapter 19, I'm going to show you something about the Apostle Paul, Bree. I'm going to show you something about the Apostle Paul, Bree, and Robert, and D.D., that if we soon learn to practice doing kingdom, taking baby steps, doing things that God requires us to do, we will be known. We'll be known for the kingdom. We'll be known for what we do. And it won't be because you scream loud or because you hold on to scripture or because you have to quote the King James Version of the Bible. But this nature of the kingdom flows through you naturally because, number one, you understand that you took little baby steps and you kept doing it, and then it became a reality. The guy she spoke about, 50 sit-ups, became 150 sit-ups because he had a goal and he reached for. Good afternoon to President Christopher Johnson. If you miss Michonne, you got to hear Michonne jump on. I think Christy Kids is coming out of there at 3 o'clock. You're doing it down in Washington, D.C. Please post that, President Crystal. So she also talked about talking to the right person. Make sure you got the right equipper, the right trainer. And I know that Michonne is rebranding herself. She's not taking on any new clients. But I'm going to tell you something. You need to get on her Instagram page and be a pest and ask her to train you. Hire her to train you. Hire her to train you. I'm telling you, it is worth it. Your sister knows what she's talking about. When you go to Acts chapter 19, and I want to show you something that Paul actually did, I think we miss it. When you get to Acts chapter 19, it says that in verse 1, now it happened that while Apollos was away in Corinth, Paul made his way down the mountains and came to Ephesus. And it happened on some disciples there. The first thing he said was, did you receive the Holy Ghost since you believed? Did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you? It's the Remix Bible. Then they say at Ephesus, we never even heard of a Holy Ghost, God within us. How were you baptized then, said Paul, into John's baptism? That explains it, said Paul. John preached a baptism of radical life change so that people would be ready to receive the one coming after him who turned out to be Jesus. If you've been baptized in John's baptism, you're already ready for the real thing for Jesus. And they were. As soon as they heard it, they were baptized in the name of the Master, Jesus. Paul put his hands on their heads, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. And from that moment on, they were praising God in tongues and talking about God's actions. Although there were about 12 people there that day. So the deep thing, I'm her client, amen, amen. And the deep thing, President Crystal, the deep thing is that Paul's ministering to a group of 12, not millions, not billions. He's talking to a group the size of Christy Kids. He's equipping them and training them that it's more than just Christ as your Savior, but there's a power baptism where the Holy Spirit wants to come in you and dwell you. Paul is training and equipping. They're talking to the right person. Paul is trying to rebrand their thinking. Paul's trying to train the client. Paul's trying to help. Tell them we need some performance goals. We want to have a progression. I don't want you to sit back and think just having the baptism of John's word is enough. You got to press into Christ. And watch this. Also, to Michonne Squires, also watching. Paul then went straight into the meeting place or the gathering place or the church services, Acts 19, verse 8. He had run of the place for 3 months. Here it is. Here's your 90 days. Is the 3 months that Messiah talked about, the first 90 days, doing his best to make the things of the kingdom of God real and persuading to them. But then resistance began to form as some of them began spreading evil rumors through the congregation about the Christian way of life. So Paul left taken the disciples with him and set up shop in the school of Tyrannus, holding class there daily. Daily. Not church once a week, daily. All right, so Paul left, taking the disciples with him, and set up shop in the school of Tyrannus, holding class there daily. He did this for 2 years, look, he had, which means he had church service every day for 2 years. He had church service every day for 2 years. Okay? So there goes your once-a-week church service. Okay? And it says, giving everyone in the province of Asia, Jews as well as Greeks, ample opportunity to hear the message of the Master, which goes to show the gospel isn't just for Gentiles, the gospel is for Jews. And if the Jews already are saved and don't need Christ, why is Paul preaching to them? Which also gets rid of this thing called two gospels, one for Jews and one for Gentiles. Only one gospel, Christ Jesus is Lord in the kingdom. But I'm going to feed you these things every day for 2 years straight because I'm trying to raise up disciples for Christ far beyond just disciples of John the Baptist teaching. Now, while Paul is ministering to these different places, Asia, Jews as well as Greeks, verse 11, I think we miss it. This is the Remix Bible, so a paraphrase to it. God did powerful things through Paul. Things quite out of the ordinary, which means radical. It wasn't the normal Christianity. The word got around, and people started taking pieces of clothing, handkerchiefs and scarves and everything like that, and all they had to do was touch Paul's skin, and then touching the sick with them, they touched it, and they were healed and whole. Now, this is Paul, Apostle Paul, operating in the gift of the working of miracles, discerning of spirits, and people kind of looked at him and said, man, the anointing is all over. Let me put my coat or my clothes on your body. And they would take the handkerchiefs and stuff and take the anointing, which is tangible, and lay it on sick people. Demons would come out. The sick would be healed. And Paul is operating in what I call the system of the kingdom, which is contrary against systems of devils. But keep in mind, he had to have what I call habit formation. He had to do a little bit steps to build up to that. He had to have what I think Michonne said earlier, performance goals, progression. He wasn't just about one day, someday, yesterday, or oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You keep talking and don't do nothing. Paul wasn't just a talker. He was an implementer. He was a trainer. He was an equipper. And he began to walk in the kingdom of God like breathing. And so what was a small goal became bigger goals because the Bible here says that he was operating such a level of the anointing that folks were taking their clothes and their handkerchiefs and laying it on his body and getting healed. Could you imagine that type of church service? I've been in those. I've seen people touch me and get healed. I've seen folks grab hold of me. And I've seen, and I don't like to say these things because we start turning people into demigods. That's not, because Paul also said, we're human just like you. We're like passions. But here's the point. The gifts of the Spirit will start kicking in when you start taking those baby steps to trust God. You can't trust it one day, LS, and quit the next day. You can't get hot one day and cold the next. That's like double-minded. It's unstable. You got to be in. You got to be in it to win it and practice it until it becomes what I call first nature. Now watch this. Some itinerant Jewish exorcists who happened to be in town at the time tried their hand at what they assumed to be Paul's game. They pronounced the name of the Master Jesus over victims of the evil spirit, saying, I command you by the name of Jesus, preached by Paul. The seven sons of a certain Sceva, a Jewish high priest, was trying to do this on a man in the hope when the evil spirit spoke back. And look what the evil spirit said. We know who Jesus is, and we know Paul. But I want to ask you a question. Who are you? All right? Who are you? Then the possessed man went berserk, jumped the exorcist, beat them up, and tore off their clothes. Naked and bloody, they got away as best as they could. And verse 17 of chapter 19 of Acts, it was soon news all over Ephesus amongst the Jews and Greeks the realization spread that God was in and behind this. Curiosity about Paul developed into the reverence for the Master Jesus. Many of those who thus believed came out of the closet. Look at this, y'all. They came out the closet. You know, and there's some folks need to go back in the closet. They came out the closet and made a clean break with their secret sorceries or witchcraft. All kinds of witches and warlocks came out the woodwork with their books of spells and incantations and made a huge bonfire of them. So there's a purpose of burning up stuff. Someone estimated their worth at 50,000 silver coins. In such ways, it became evident that the word of the master was now sovereign and prevailed in Ephesus. Now, let me stop here because I don't want to make this a whole Bible study. But here's some points I want to connect to what Rashawn just talked about. Now, keep in mind, when Paul first came to Ephesus and started preaching, there were some people that fought him. So what he did, he didn't battle. He took his disciples, and they started preaching in other places. And when they went to the other places and Paul started to operate in gifts of the Spirit and preach the glorious gospel of the kingdom, kingdom against devils, he was quite successful in other places. And word got out that people were putting their stuff on Paul's body and getting healed. So word got back to Ephesus that Paul was the real deal. So now the Paul that they rejected a few verses earlier, now they're the Paul that they receive now, which means there'll be times in your life where you'll try something with a certain group of people and they don't receive you the first time, Chrissy. But as you stay faithful and continue to go forward and don't let the folks stop you and you go to the next place, you can have success in the next place. The next place calls back to your last place and say, have y'all ever heard of Reverend McDuffie? Yeah, he was here. We didn't like him. Well, he sure getting off over here, boy. He's doing good over here. And the other place, they didn't like you. As soon as we call you back, come back over here. We sorry. We missed it. Now we realize you are the man of God. And then they embrace it because now the glorious gospel of the kingdom impacts all of Ephesus because Paul did not quit. He didn't give in. And one of the things I heard from a Shine Brighter, who is such a blessing, stepped in the last minute. And she's always one of the people I can call the last because my schedule changes like that, and God sends me people who can step in. And this is what she said. Start small and increase, Shelly Ann. The best disciple is one that stays disciplined. She said she took her Twizzlers, which was her weakness, and put it in a small Ziploc bag and limited herself to those Twizzlers. And so once she finished the Twizzlers in that bag, she had no more, and so she felt good. She felt like she accomplished a goal. These are wisdom keys that Shine shares so that we can put these things in action, whether it's for a health and fitness goal, whether it's for a college class. Small steps is how something becomes habit-forming. When those demons jumped on that priest of the seven sons of Sceva, and that priest said, I cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul talks about. And them demons said, we know who Jesus is. We know Paul. But who in the heaven are you? And they jumped on him, which means that the demons in the body of someone overpowered him and beat him till the clothes came off. And it's a Jewish priest. Now, the Jewish priest didn't need Jesus, and that being Jewish was enough. These demons could not overpower and beat him down. But the word got out that Paul was operating in a level of proficiency in the kingdom that was far beyond mortal men. And Kenneth Allen, Shelley Ann Thompson, President CDJ, Michonne Squire, the world is looking for kingdom advancers, not people who quote scriptures, not folks who just go to church on Sunday morning, not folks who say, I'm a trustee, I'm a deacon, I'm a licensed minister, I'm ordained, I got a choke collar, I'm the bishop, I'm this. I say, oh, shut up. I'm so tired of folks using the title as a badge, like they work for the police department. So what? So what? I want to know, are you a minister? Are you a servant? Are you a diakonos? Are you someone who knows how to serve? And listen, I got to begin to close out. I want to thank God for Michonne, Shine Brighter. They need to go to her Instagram page and support her. Somebody need to go and just sow seed into Michonne's life because every time I need this girl steps in. She's a very close family friend. I'm so proud of her. And to her sister and to her family, I want Shine Brighter to know I am so proud of this woman. She is definitely one of my best friends, all right? And I don't care about what folk think. I don't care about jealousy. She has actually played a role in saving my family, her and another sister I call Linda. These two girls, these two women hold it down for Pastor McDuffie. In 2017, 2019, these two stand out that really rolled with me in my worst time. lives. And I want to honor them both. And that's Linda and Michonne. And that's just my time to just shine on her. But shine a light on it. So on tomorrow, Sunday, I'll be having church from 9:30 to 11 o'clock, 90 minutes short, 90 minutes because I have to go to Pastor Cash Church because Eastside High School and Lean On Me and the Joe Clark group is coming out to Pastor Cash Ministry. I want to go and support that. And so I'll be there at their church at 11 o'clock tomorrow. But tune in or attend. If you attend our church service, please inbox and I give you the address. I want to close out Kingdom versus Devil. I'm going to talk more about this later. Go to the Cash App and sow seed. Christian Kids is also having their children thing today, kids thing today. You can go and give to Christian Kids. Go to her Cash App, Cash App code, $, Boom by Crystal. I got to go look out. I pray for all my listeners, all my observers. May the kingdom of God overwhelm them. And Lord God, raise up more Michonne and raise up more Patrick Duffy. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to www.mybroadcastddv.com. Gotta go.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.